We're in Siman Tov Nun Aleph. We're in Sif Yud. Just as a reminder, start adding this in at the beginning of each day for Siman Tov Nun Aleph. It's a reminder that sometimes we are more makil when it comes to kashering for Pesach because of the concept of Heter Bala. That we saw there's machlokes whether chametz is considered to be Heter Bala or Isur Bala, and sometimes we rely on those shitas who say that it's Heter Bala in order to be more makil, to require, let's say, Liban Kal instead of Liban Chamer, to require Hagal instead of Liban Chamer. So we should always keep that in mind as we go on. So in Sif Yud, we had just been discussing the boards that the meat is salted on, and the Rama says, "V'tov lahagila no liknos chadashim." The best thing to do is to do hagala on it, or to buy new ones. Mishnah Berurah says the hagala will be done by pouring the boiling water on it, as that is the way that it would have become chametzik in the first place. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is all lechatchila, but b'diavad, even if you didn't do hagala and you salted meat on it on Pesach, you're allowed to eat from that meat, even if you know that chametz went into those things through Malicha beforehand, because the truth is that salt does not cause any ta'am to come out if it caused it to go in. It's just a din by Malicha that it's not really an issue, b'di'evet. Sifyat Aleph, Machvas Shemetagnin, Perish Shayotskin Ba Shemen La'afoso Ba Muteres B'Hagala. So if you have a pan, a frying pan, you used to fry on it, so you put some oil in the pan, and then you cook whatever you're cooking. So that, says the Mechaber, Hagala is enough. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because only when you're baking in an oven, so you're baking chametz without any liquid whatsoever, that's where liban would be required. But a pot, a pan, which has some liquid in it, so we're not concerned that the oil dries out completely, and therefore the chametz is going to be cooked directly on the pan without any of the liquid. And even if it burns up and it gets stuck to the pan, still there's always some type of liquid involved, says the Mishnah Berurah. And the same thing is true with a metal pot that you cook in, that even though sometimes some stuff gets stuck to the walls of the pot, still there's always going to be some liquid in there, and that's why we would only require hagala and not actual liban. But cookie sheets or muffin tins or anything like that, where you might put something on it, you might spray it with something or something like that, just so that nothing gets stuck to the pans, to the tins, or to the cookie sheets, so that the Mishnah Berurah says that's not enough. That's going to require liba. The Mechaber continues with another din, v'im hi'aruka, if the pan is long, so then you could do hagala on part of it and then flip it over and do hagala on the rest of it, because you can't fit the whole thing in the pot at the same time. If it's super, super long that you can't even fit each side in, so you could do hagala on one side, hagala on the other side, and do liban in the middle, but liban kal kolthu shakash nisraf alav sagila, that's enough. So the Rama says that many are machmir, as we are, to kasher a pan with liban kal, that it's not enough to just do hagala on it, but b'dieved, hagala is okay if there's no holes in it or any cracks or crevices where it's hard to get the actual chametz be'en out of it. So again, the Mechaber is meika when it comes to a pan completely to do hagala on it, but we say the Rama says it's better to do liban on it, liban kal at least on it, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Pri Chadish is mitzada that even midina it requires liban. How much liquid has to be involved in the cooking in order for it to be considered something that would allow for hagala? So the Kaf HaChaim says it's enough that it's tofeach hamnas lahatfiach, which means it's wet enough that it could get something else wet. So that's enough oil for it to be considered to be something that you could do hagala on instead of liban. But again, the Rama says lechatchila we try to do liban kal even on pan. So anything which is just cooked with oil, not a pot or something like that, which has a lot more liquid. A Teflon pan, the Rav Yashiv says, is a different din that you can't be machshir that, because since the blia occurs, the taste goes in without any liquid, and you can't do liban on the teflon because it's going to ruin the pan if you do liban on it. So therefore, there's no way to kasher a teflon pan. Obviously, one should consult a posek as what to do in these situations, but that is the opinion of Rav Eliashib. Sif Yud Beis, kol kelim tzarich lagilan yadoseim kemosan. All kelim, you need, if you're doing hagala on the actual kli, you need to do hagala on the handle of the kli as well, because we have a concept that since chametz was used for the kli, so then it's like the chametz goes into, the taste of the chametz goes into the handle as well. However, the Mishnah points out that if this were the only reason, then it would only apply to a metal kli, where you could say this concept of chametz asol cham kulo, that when the pot gets hot, the pan gets hot, then the handle gets hot too. But the Mechaber says kol kelim, which means even an earthenware kli, or something made out of wood. And the Mordechai says the same thing, that for sure, a wooden kli, you need to do hagala on the handle itself as well. So it must be that we're not only concerned for cham eksasal cham kulo, that if part gets hot, then the whole thing gets hot. Rather, there's some type of concern, says the Mishnah Berurah, that maybe the handle touched chametz somehow through a kli rishon, maybe when you were washing it, or something like that. And therefore, that's why you need to actually kasher the handle of all kelim, not just metal ones, where we would say cham eksaso cham kulo. What if the handle is not attached, is not part of the kli, rather it's attached through nails or screws or something like that? So the Tshuvas Rav Vaz says, we're machmir to do agala on that also, minhag Yisrael Torahi. Nissan Karel, it also says, Lamaisa, you should do Hagala, even if it's attached through screws. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if attached through nails or screws, it's considered to be a different kli, and you wouldn't need to kasher it. Chassam Sofer says this as well. And Rav Yashav as well says this. So to the Minchas Yitzchak, in the name of the Tshuvas Maharash, says that if the handle is next to it, but there is any space between them, is just attached through nails or screws, so it's considered to be two kelim, and you would not need to kasher the handles. So again, one should consult the posek as to how to act when it comes to handles.